A Popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. If you like the show, and you can find your way to soundoflife.popularoutcast.com, or just go to popularoutcast.com, clear your cookies, click on the little Amazon banner, buy what you would want from Amazon as normal, and the guys will get a couple cents, and help to keep this show, as well as all the others that they put out, free for you. So thank you in advance. And now on to the show.
Everyone, this is the Sound of Life podcast. I'm 12-year-old Drea here. This is episode 10. This is my awesome dad.
Hello, hello. Greetings and salutations. I am Old School Mike. And yes, we are hopeless today. Pun intended. Yes, we are without hope today because we had a last minute trip out of town because of a medical issue that I have had. If you're a listener of Three the Hard Way podcast and you know anything about that, you have heard many a times about my knee and the issues that go along with saying hi to it.
Hi, knee.
Anyway, yeah, so those issues have flared back up, so I have some medical stuff going on. So we are doing this last minute really quick after an adventure we had this past weekend, and we will get into normally structured shows with the three of us again next time. But anyway, yes, it is episode 10 of Sound of Life podcast. We went on a family vacation this week to Universal Studios Orlando because we live in Florida and that is closer. And, you know, Universal, you go and you ride the movie rides and it's neat. You're like all part of the movie and this, that, and the other thing. But we are a big Harry Potter family. We like the magic and the Potter world, and we found ourselves at Islands of Adventure, the sister park to Universal, where they have Harry Potter Land, that wizarding world. It was awesome. What do you think of the overall Harry Potter experience, Trey?
Get the frozen butterbeer. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Frozen butterbeer. Oh, it's so good.
Especially with churros. If you get churros, like the little...
Everybody knows what a churro is, Trey. Churros are good, yes. I don't care one way or the other for the churros, but the butterbeer is to die for. Frozen butterbeer, so much better than the regular butterbeer. So good. Anyway, what did you think about the overall experience of Harry Potter World?
It was really awesome. I really, really did love it.
Yeah, and kind of like walking through the streets of Hogsmeade. If you know anything about Harry Potter, it's really awesome. Anyway, that is what is fueling this entire episode. This episode is about magic.
Magic!
And or the Harry Potter world. I'm going to pick a song real quick that has to do with the Harry Potter universe. And then I'm going to tell the rest of our Harry Potter tale, which will lead into Drea's song. And then I think I'm going to throw one last song in. The song that I am going to pick is called Ode to Harry. It is by a group called the Switchblade Kittens. Basically, this is a love letter to Harry Potter from Ginny Weasley. And so check it out.
I love you, but it seems you don't love me, my friend. Valentine did.
A song about the Harry Potter world by Switchblade Kitten. What do you think, Dre?
I liked it. I thought it was kind of cool how they would relate it to Harry. Well, not really relate it, like it is to Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Switchblade Kitten. If you watch the video, it is funny. I mean, they are definitely a pop punk esque group. I don't know when that video came out or what, but, and I also don't know, at the end of the video, they have like this little thing that says, a wizard rockumentary, a movie about rocking and rowling, because, you know, J.K. Rowling is the author of the books. I don't know if that's real or not, but if it is, check it out, because it's pretty funny nonetheless. Anyway, so this whole episode, like I said, we went to Universal, we went to Islands of Adventure, we did the Harry Potter Wizarding World adventure. They have a thing there where you can wait in line to be part of the experience and go to Ollivander's wand shop. So you wait in line, you go in, 27 people enter, 27 enter, only one will leave with a wand, basically. 27 people go in and they recreate the, you know,
wand shop.
Yeah, they recreate the wand shop experience that you witness in the first movie, in the first Harry Potter movie and in the book, of him going to Ollivander's shop, and the shopkeep basically says, oh, okay, you, and they pick Drea, and how awesome was that?
It was so cool. At first, my mom was behind me, so I figured that they picked her, so I stepped over to the side waiting for her to come up, and then, like, the man just, like, stared at me, so I felt really awkward. He's like, come forward. I'm like waiting for my mom to come forward, and then I was like, oh, he's talking to me.
Well, yeah, it kind of makes more sense that it would be a kid than you know, an adult. But yes, that's funny that you were like, who me? So the guy pulls Dre up, and he's like, very interesting. What is your name? What is your birth date? So Dre stays, she's like, my name is Dre, and my birthday is blah, blah, blah. And he says, very interesting.
And then he measures my arms.
Yeah, he measures her arms. He measures from floor to tip of head. And he goes and he grabs a wand box, and he's like, okay. And he gives it to her, and he says, okay. So go ahead and say, Wingardium Leviosa, and flick your wrist. And so she does it. And, like, this whole rack of stuff, like, on the second floor of the building drops down and goes crazy and stuff flies out. And he's like, oh, dear, definitely not your wand. So then he hands her another one, and he's like, all right, aim over here instead and do this. And so she flicks her wrist, and she does the thing. And did that one work, too?
It was, like, this ladder thing. It's like, move my ladder over the side, and it didn't work. Like,
he's all, say, flick your wrist and say, Osseo ladder. to bring the ladder to him. So Drea does it, and it makes, like, all these things, like, what was it? It was drawers and stuff. Yeah, drawers and stuff open and close and smack around and things fall, and you're laying. He's all, oh, no. So then he goes, very interesting. So he pulls out the third and final wand, and he takes it out, and he says, this is made of dragon hot string and reed. And he hands it to her, and when he hands it to you, what happens?
It's like a whole bunch of golden lights come on me, and it's like, oh!
Yeah, there's a spotlight, and the, whoa, like you're the chosen one, lights up and kicks in, and John Williams score, like kicking in of, oh my God, something crazy's about to happen. Mm-hmm. And then what did he say? I believe it was something to the effect of, I see the wand has chosen the wizard. And then they boxed it up and they hand it to the lady who brings you out of the room. And the lady says something to Drea like, here, this is your wand. And then the lady says something to us like, if you'd like to purchase the wand, you can do so at the cash register right outside of this door.
And we did. We did.
So we were like, how do you not buy the wand now?
And then my little brother got Dumbledore's wand.
Yes, yeah. Little brother was like, yeah, so he was like, I want Dumbledore's wand because it's the Elder Wand and it's a Deathly Hallow and it is the most powerful wand in all the world. So anyway, so that is the whole story in a nutshell, and it was totally awesome, and we had an awesome time. And, Drea, because you are such a chosen one and so full of magic, what is your song pick this time?
I picked a song called Magic.
Fitting.
And, or it is by B.O.B.
Hi, my name is Bob, and I approve this message.
Magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 magic.
Your mind. Pick a verse, any verse. I hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer. How about you with the eyes? Come on down to the front. Stay right here and don't be shy. I have you time traveling. Have your mind babbling. People trying to inherit the skills, so they asking it. Even David Blaine had to go and take some classes in. I see mind freak like, what's up, man? What's happening? So come on, come on. We see the show tonight. We better be astounded. No ghost or poltergeist. You know I'm no Pinocchio. I never told a lie. The magic man, a floating cloud man.
I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me.
They be snapping, baby.
Everybody wants a blast of magic, magic.
Why it's been in my rhyme.
So that's pretty awesome. That is definitely a magic type song. And I am totally dumb because until I actually heard it, I was like, who is this Rivers Cuomo guy? And dude, it's Rivers from Weezer. Duh. Anyway, so Dre, you like that song, huh?
Yes. It actually came out a while back ago.
Yeah, it's a pretty old song.
Yeah.
But why do you like it? What do you like about that song?
It's by B.O.B.
Oh, that's it. It just, well, that was enough. You're that, like, that guy's really cool, and every song he made was good for a while, so.
Well, he doesn't, like, I mean, he does, he sings really good, or raps really good, whatever you want to say. But any song that really comes on the radio, I kind of like, because I hear it 50 times in a row, and I learn all the musics, and I'm a dancer, so you have to like every song.
Yeah, sketchy beats and stuff, and. All right, yep. It's kind of magic to have somebody that sings good. Magic. Oh, my God, I did it myself. I'm so lame. Weezer is an awesome group, and they have super catchy hooks and stuff, and this is kind of that same type of thing. So I don't know if that dude was like, hey, you should do a song with me, or if when he was in the studio, they were like, we're going to put this dude from Weezer on the group, and he's going to be magic for you. But anyway, to round this night out, an awesome character from the Harry Potter universe who deserves his own story. Very well could have been Harry Potter, if you know anything about the lore. You know, the Harry Potter mythos is like, the child born in July will be the great one's undoing, or some crap like that, I don't remember. But anyway, it could have been Neville Longbottom, and it could have been Harry Potter. Self-fulfilling prophecy, because Voldemort, he who shall not be named, is like, oh, it is obviously the Harry of the Potters. And you know what? Neville is a cool guy, and he ends up being quite the hero in the end after all. So I am going to play a song by my man, MC Chris, and it is simply called Neville.
The chosen one, no need to hold a gun. I take you there like a devil that could bust does. I am a Gryffindor, stand up to Voldemort. I bring it up like it was Horcruxes. Loved by the kids and staff, I'm where the Weasleys laugh. Know my way around, in fact, I memorize Marauder's map. If you have to ask what it's like and how long it lasts, kinda sort of felt like wearing a flaming sorting hat. Name is Neville, I'm a rebel, don't worry about detention. Did I fail to mention that my specialty suspension has been getting lifted? I'm a hipster, come to Hogwarts hookups. I'm the kid you look up when you feel like getting shook up. I got cockroach clusters, I got them chocolate frogs, I got every flavor made by that babe birdie bots. I got what you want, I got what you need, I got those whizzy. Be so busy, you say wizard please. I'm someone with a smell, cause pages are prohibited. You can go to hell if you think my time's unlimited. I'll meet you by the willow kid if you prefer the forest. Just bring the goblin gold and don't wake Mrs. Norris. What? I am the chosen one, no need to hold a gun. I take you there like a double-decker bus does. I am a Gryffindor, then I go Voldemort. I bring it up like it was Horcruxes. I am the chosen one, no need to hold a gun. And I ain't up to snuff. Snape's always on my case, cause he secretly sucks. It's how remembering stuff. I think my brain has been wiped, like I might have seen some shit that would scar you for life. So they think that I'm a fuck up and it's brilliantly clever. So many things I can't remember, like where's my toe Trevor? Can I ask for the password? I fear I have forgotten. Call me Neville Longbottom, I leave every bomb rotten. Bluff, drink a buff, beef, elf out of Ireland. Meet me at the one at which your room of requirement. Step back, catch a cactus blast, I'm a stink sap. Chill, Dumbledore is down, in fact he likes a fat sack. If you want a break from the stress and the studies, holler at your buddy and I'll make you feel funny. I'm the pudgy pure blood packing unicorn power. Up in the highest tower where I fire up my flowers. This is stupid, guys. This is stupid. We're wasting our money. We should be using magic. I am the chosen one. No need to hold a gun. I take you there like a devil deck of us does. I am a Gryffindor. Then I'm the Voldemort. I bring it up like it was Horcrux does. I am the chosen one. No need to hold a gun. I take you there like a devil deck of us does. I am a Gryffindor. Then I'm the Voldemort. I bring it up like it was Horcrux does.
So So that was Neville by MC Chris. You will hear a lot of the MC Chris. I don't know if we've touched on him at all on this show yet, but on Three the Hard Way, it is almost a weekly thing. That is the more ska version. I like that one better. I don't know. The studio version sounds cleaner and it's better, but it doesn't have that reggae jaunty vibe to it. Anyway, you got anything to say about that song, Dre, or should we just wrap it up here?
Well, I like MC Chris.
So, for Sound of Life podcast, I am the old school Mike.
And I am 12-year-old Drea.
And this has been the Wizarding World of Sound of Life.
Sound of Life, Sound of Life, Sound of Life.
We should be using magic. Anyway, cool. Peace, guys. Hey guys, this is Sound of Life Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, and if you do, rate and review.
On Twitter at SOL Podcast. Tweet, tweet.
Or you can check us out. We're on Facebook called The Sound of Life.
Or you can always find us at popularoutcast.com. Look for The Sound of Life little thing and click it. Or you can reach out and touch us at soundoflifepodcast@gmail.com. Or better yet, you can leave us a voicemail at 1-612-56-SOUND. Or 1-612-56-76-863 if you have a smartphone that does not have the little letters attached. So that's our spiel. Thanks, guys.
Bye.